live.
Oh, it's doing pretty good, Gary. You know, we got a little rain here this morning, but, you know, we'll make it through. It's going to be a good day.
Absolutely. We had a terrific show last week. Really looking forward to today's show. Real excited about what we have lined up. Tell us a little more.
Well, today we have scheduled a very interesting, insightful show. We'll be talking about how persons battling with chronic skin conditions and other health problems struggle every day with the emotional and psychological stress associated with eczema and psoriasis. Joining us today on the show are two experts in this field, Sherry Gleason, transformational life coach and motivational speaker, and Dr. Karen Holley, psychotherapist, author, and motivational speaker. All this and more today on Health Talk Live.
Sounds like a great show coming up. Is your hair thinning, breaking, or just falling out? If yes, then you need all-natural-based Excel HGS. Excel HGS has been scientifically developed to help people manage eczema and psoriasis of the scalp and for the control of thinning and slow-growing hair. Are you or someone that you know coping with eczema, psoriasis, or dermatitis? If yes, then you need all-natural-based XLSO. XLSO has been scientifically developed for the control and management of eczema, psoriasis, and dermatitis. For more information about these products and XL Nutraceuticals' exciting line of other products, well, you can go to our website right now at xcel-n.com. That's www.xcel-n.com. And you can make your purchase today.
That's right, Gary. You can make your purchases today. And for all our listening audience, we're running a 15% special on all our products. Every weekend on Saturdays and Sundays, we're running 15% reductions on all our products. You can go to our website right now, purchase our all-natural-based products for eczema and psoriasis, and all the other products for thinning hair and for the maintenance and upkeep of your hair. Chronic health conditions such as eczema, psoriasis, and other medical situations, can better understand their experiences, their emotions, and the stresses that they deal with on an everyday basis. Good morning, Sherry Gleason, and welcome to Health Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How is everybody?
Oh, we're just doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
Awesome.
Awful. Okay, awesome. I'm sorry.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Oh, okay,
great.
Good. I got you now. Okay, beautiful. Well, I'm doing awesome, too.
All right.
Sherry, tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and some of the things you do here at Health Talk Live.
Okay, well, I'm actually based in Dallas, Texas. My major occupation right now is a corporate trainer for a company by the name of Citigroup, but I am developing my own brand as a motivational speaker and a life coach. And as a motivational speaker, what I do is inspire my audience to go inside of their souls and to put their all into their endeavors. I don't teach them anything that they don't already know, really, but rather my ability is helping them to, retuning them to their talents and their abilities, helping them to regain focus and excitement about what they do every day. And then as a life coach, I encourage my clients to expand beyond their limitations, to become stronger, more alive human beings. It's about listening and responding to my clients, not about giving them advice or fixing them per se. It's what's known as a co-creative relationship. So I help my clients make the necessary shifts in their thinking in order to move forward in whatever it is that they are trying to achieve or overcome, and I serve as an accountability partner. So
I
that's
see.
What I do.
Well, Sherry, let me ask you a question. What motivated you or inspired you to go into this area or to be an assistance to mankind or help people better get themselves together or look within themselves and try to achieve the best for themselves? Now, I know you say you work in a corporate market situation, but I know you have some aspirations to do bigger and brighter things in general. And just what has, you know, pushed you into this area?
Well, it was actually in the classroom. I'm there to help, the participants in the classroom, of course, achieve the goals and the agenda for the company. But I was always inspired to always share something about myself because I was once a very depressed person. I carried around a lot of emotional baggage. And when people would say things to me like, you know, you look nice today, I didn't feel good and I didn't feel like I looked nice or that you're pretty. I just didn't feel it. And I don't know. One day I just looked – actually, I sat and looked in the mirror. And when I looked in that mirror, I had a talk to myself about myself, and I decided that those self-defeating thoughts that I was having about myself, that I would no longer have those thoughts, and I would change those thoughts around. And so I began sharing just bits and pieces of my story in the classroom, and people would come up to me later, and they would want to know more. And then eventually – well, actually, a couple of years ago – my daughter actually came to me one day, and she said that she appreciated the relationship that she and I shared, that I wasn't judgmental, that I wasn't quick to give her advice. And she actually asked me if I ever thought about being a life coach. Motivational speaking is something that I actually do for the corporation, and I enjoy that. So that quite naturally, to be honest, I always practiced as a young girl speaking in front of groups of people. I just never understood why I was drawn to doing things like that as a kid. But now I do. I believe strongly that it's my calling. So, and I'm excited about it. I love doing it, and I love seeing people blossom and grow into the human beings that they're called to be.
Well, Sherry, that's really interesting, and that's really great. And I tell you right here at Health Talk Live, our calling is helping people better control and manage their eczema and psoriasis conditions, as well as individuals who have problems with premature thinning of the hair, loss of hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to ask you right now, based on what you said and told our listening audience, people who suffer with chronic health conditions, what do you think their state of mind is, or how do you think they feel when they have to go out, and face the world on an everyday basis?
Well, I can tell you that what I've noticed from people that I've known and a couple of people that I do know that suffer with eczema and psoriasis and those types of illnesses, that there's low energy, that there's an appearance of low self-esteem, and sometimes they seem very defensive, or some may seem shy. Like myself, I didn't suffer from any of these types of diseases, but people thought I was shy, but on the inside of me was a person that was bursting to come alive. So you may have the appearance of being shy when really you're not. There's some that may seem overly aggressive in their demeanor, and that too could be because they are deflated on the inside, so worried and consumed about what people are looking or are seeing when they look at them on the outside.
I see. Well, how should individuals who suffer with chronic conditions like eczema, how should they see themselves as opposed to other people? I mean, you said they may have some self-esteem problems, but how should they, you know, utilize their energy to better see themselves as opposed to other people? Or should they even do this?
Well, they definitely should. Absolutely not. They shouldn't see themselves as inferior. And what I can tell you is that with everything, there's a line. And you get to choose which side of that line you walk on. So in this case, you get to choose whether you believe that you're a great person, beautiful beyond what the human eye can see, or you get to choose, you know, to feel defeated and feel inferior, to take those things upon yourself that people are saying or what you think are going on in the minds of people about yourself and bringing them onto yourself. And I know it's a lot of work because, you know, we're physical. We're attracted to the outside first, or we make our judgments from the outside first. It is going to be a lot of work, but you get to choose. And so that's the beauty of it. I get to choose. I don't have to accept anything you say about me that is not positive. Or when I have those self-defeating thoughts about my own self, I have the choice to turn those very thoughts around also.
I see.
So they're not inferior.
Well, you know what? You know, you raise an interesting point here, Sherry. There's a lot of people that, you know, in the course of the time that we've been with XL Pharmaceuticals producing our products and being in business, we run into hundreds of individuals who, you know, they have these type of, you know, inferior mindsets. You know, a lot of times they look at their skin and
mm-hmm.
it looks like alligator skin. It's really dry,
right.
And a lot of them don't want to go outside. People with psoriasis have a lot of scaly, you know, skin tissue all over their body sometimes, on their kneecaps, their elbows. And they tend
mm-hmm.
not to go to functions and, you know, wear big clothes. I mean, what kind of motivation should people, what could you tell people to motivate them or, to do actions that and get involved and do the things like individuals who don't have these type of situations?
Well, first of all, the good news is healing is right around the corner. You know, as far as their physical body, you guys actually supply the product that's going to help with that part. It's going to take time, but, you know, and depending on the individual and the extent of the illness that they're dealing with, it may take more time and it may take less time, you know, depending on what that particular individual is dealing with. But the good news is you actually offer a product to help with that. So they can be excited about that. But at the same time, the mental state of being over time, it's going to take time, but they have to keep making affirmations. They have to believe in themselves, and they have to look in that mirror and say, I am a beautiful person. You know, my beauty is beyond or deeper than what anybody can actually see. It reminds me of a conversation that me and my sister actually had a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about life and purpose. And we were talking about the importance of loving yourself. And, you know, she and I we didn't realize how important loving yourself was and the fact that it actually radiates. The way you feel about yourself radiates and touches your outside world. And we just recently, both of us, begun to realize this over the couple of years. And we talk really, you know, we talk often. But she actually asked me a question in the course of that conversation. And she asked me if I'd ever seen a couple, and when I look at them, the guy, he looks like, oh, my gosh, you know, he's fine, he's built, he's handsome, he has it all together in his physical appearance. And then he's with a woman that maybe in my perspective may not be as attractive as I think a woman would be to be with this particular guy. And so I told her, yes, I've seen people like that before, and I've had those thoughts before. And she said, what do you think attracts what do you think would attract that gentleman to that woman? And I said, it's her spirit. And she said, exactly, it's her spirit. It's because she may be dealing with some ailments. You know, there may be a scar over her right eye. She may have a receding hairline. Her skin may be darker than she would like it to be, or maybe lighter than she would like it to be. It may be something wrong with her nose. There may be something wrong with her complexion. But she believes in herself. She believes that she's beautiful. And so that penetrates the outside world. So what you feel about yourself is really, really important. It is going to take a lot of practice, just making those affirmations, because we are so drawn to what we see on the outside. But it can be done.
I see. That's interesting. Now, you know, I'm going to come back to a point here, Sherry, about people and how they feel bad about themselves, because I want to really, you know, tune in on this and get your perspective. People dealing with these type of chronic situations or health conditions, basically, if they're not careful, they can fall into a state of depression. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, they can. I mean, people who don't have those diseases and feel bad about themselves for whatever reason, whatever the trigger was, like with myself, can fall into a deep, dark depression. Yes,
now,
most definitely if I'm dealing with.
Now, can these mental attitudes be corrected, you know, in a short period of time, a long period of time, or people just subject to always be in an ongoing cycle of depression because they have certain situations?
Well, they can be corrected. Again, it depends on the individual. It depends on the level of depression that person's in. Some people may be able to make affirmations and think themselves into a happy, healthier state of mind. And then others may actually need help along the journey, someone to coach them along. Someone like myself, a life coach, could help with that. Or they may need, you know, because we help them make that shift in their perspective. Some may actually need the help of a psychologist or a psychiatrist. It just depends, but definitely there's help and it can be corrected. And even like myself, I'll be honest with you, every now and then those thoughts still come back up, but it's just like with the medicine, you know, my physical body may actually not show the signs anymore, but then one day I may look in the mirror and I may see a little small spot beginning to show, so I have to reapply the medication. It's the same thing with my state of mind. Every now and then, thoughts creep up, and I have to look back in that mirror and say, sure, you get a grip. You're just as good as everybody else out here. And that happens sometimes often. It depends on what I'm doing. It might just creep in. You know, I may be standing before a large audience, and all of a sudden the thoughts creep in, you shouldn't be standing here. You have nothing to say. You have nothing to offer. And I go, yes, I do. You know, I have to remake those affirmations. So it's not that the thoughts may not ever creep up again. You just have to. It's a work. It's a constant work.
I see. Well, you know, Sherry, you know, just exactly on that same point, that's how I got involved, you know, in, I guess you would say, I wouldn't say the business, I guess, maybe it is a business, but just basically helping people, you know, in general. You know,
yes,
I,
sir.
You know, yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, I knew of a little toddler and just was having a hard time. Actually, I didn't know the
mm-hmm.
toddler person, but I knew the mom. And when I finally got an opportunity to really investigate it, you know, the baby was having a hard time. And as a scientist, he just compelled me, you know, to maybe I could do something, or I could figure out a way to, you know, rectify the situation. And that, you know, it had a mental effect on me. I mean, I wasn't depressed, but I was really concerned. And that concern motivated me and compelled me to come up with a viable solution to help people moderate their situation. And that's why we have XL Pharmaceuticals today.
All right.
So I have some, you know, I can kind of, you know, see where you're coming from that perspective. I mean, I've had my own situations as well. I guess we all do. We're human, right?
Right. And, you know, actually I have a six-year-old that I adopted, two boys 3 years ago that are very, very special to me, and they both each deal with things because of the different things that they've been through, although that they're blood brothers. But my youngest one actually did have eczema, and that did concern me. It concerned me that his mom didn't seem to do anything about it, And I was just like you. I was concerned about him. I didn't want people staring at my son, and I didn't want him to feel bad about who he is. So I understand where you're coming from as far as the heart that went into the work that you do.
Are there any mental or physical exercises a person can do each day to help manage their feelings about their conditions, their health conditions, whether it be eczema or any other conditions?
Oh, yes. I'm a firm believer that what you think about, you bring about, and what you think about yourself, you bring about yourself. So in order to overcome and or cope with this type of stress, you must be in tune to your inner state of being. So, again, being aware of the things that you're saying to yourself about yourself. When those negative thoughts, those self-inflicting thoughts that cause your feet to become shackled and your wings broken, your voice to be silenced, when those thoughts begin, immediately begin to make affirmations, telling yourself what a great person you are, and that in the grand scheme of things, you make a difference and you have a significant purpose that it goes beyond what anyone can see or measure. Again, it's a challenge and it's a work, but it's something that you've got to want. But what I do find is that, you know, a lot of people don't want to put forth the effort. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of effort to get in the mirror every day. It's a lot of effort to make yourself aware of the thoughts. But you've got to want it with every fiber of your being. Just like you want your outside to be healed, you've got to want your inside to be healed. And you've got to take accountability for the thoughts that are going on.
So what you're saying is, this is Gary, just good morning.
Okay.
We have to get rid against thinking. And we do become what we think about all day long. And you were talking about
right. Self-talk.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How often, how many times a day should we say positive things about our life and ourselves?
You know, every morning I say positive things all day long. Like I got up this morning, first of all, I give thanks every morning. I give thanks every morning. And sometimes I just lay there and listen to my heartbeat. And I'm like, man, this is my heartbeat. And God, I thank you for my heartbeat. And I thank you for the work that you set before me and that you chose me to do this. And then I get excited. And then, you know, and I look in that mirror and I tell myself, you are a great person and you're a beautiful person. And I never felt like that. I would always feel inferior. I always felt ugly. And I always felt like I was just never good enough and that I never had a place. And just one day I just snapped out of it. It was actually at Citibank sitting on, you guys know that I know Monica, but I was actually, and she doesn't even know it, but I was actually working with her one day and feeling really, really bad about myself. And I looked out the window and I saw all the cars out there. And I said, you know, if these people can come in here every day and do this job, I'm just as good as the rest of them. So for some of us, you may have to do it every hour. There's like no really, you know, regimen that I can give you. It just depends. Whenever those thoughts come up, you have to be aware of the thoughts. And at that moment, at that very moment when the negative thoughts come up, you have to rethink them. You have to think yourself great. You have to think that you're beautiful.
You are absolutely right. So for the listening audience, if you had a affirmation that you could give them to say two or three times a day, what would that be?
I am a great person. Beyond what anybody can see inside me, there's a great person inside me. There's a person that makes a difference. I have a purpose. I may not know what that purpose is yet, but I have a purpose, and I'm on my road to discovery, and it starts now. I'm beautiful. I'm all that in a bag of chips. Whatever makes you happy, you know, dance. Turn on happy music. You know, I listen to good, you know, sometimes my spirit gets down. I have to turn on some music that pumps it up, and I dance around the house, and my boys laugh and tell me that I'm silly, and I make them laugh. But that makes me feel good. You know, it may just take doing things like that. You know, I exercise. That definitely helps because your mental health and your emotional health, your physical health, it's all connected. So, whatever words work for you. My words, you may not like my words. You know, you might just say I'm handsome, I'm pretty, I'm cute. But just make sure that it's something positive.
Must always focus in on the positive. But what's the song that used to say, accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. If a person was this life coach, it's not really new, but I've met a few, especially women lately, that are professionals that say they do have one. Tell me a little bit more about what a life coach does with a client.
Well, it depends on what the client comes to me for. So, for instance, if I have a client that's trying to discover the purpose in their life, maybe they don't, I would help them explore what their gifts and talents are. So I form a relationship with them, ask certain questions about their gifts and talents. Actually, they make the decision. They decide what it is they need to do. I kind of coax them along by the questions that I ask the clients about themselves. I don't give them any advice. Just sort of forming a partnership. And then depending on that particular person, I mean, maybe it is someone that's suffering with low self-esteem. So we would talk about the things they don't like about themselves. We would talk mostly about the things they do like about themselves and what could you do every day to make yourself feel better? What's something that you can do every day? What are you doing right now? What do you do every day for exercise? Oh, I just sit there and watch TV. Well, what could you do differently tomorrow than you did today to try to get some exercise? So I kind of coax them. The ownership is on them. And then they would make a plan of the things that they're going to do, and then they would get back with me on the next session to discuss what they did and what they didn't do and maybe why they didn't check off some of the objectives that they've made for themselves. So it depends. It's different for each person. But we kind of coax them along and help them. The idea is to help them make a mental shift so that they can move forward in whatever it is that they're trying to achieve.
This is Health Talk Live. You're listening to Sherry Gleason, motivational life coach speaker. If you have any questions you want to ask Sherry at this time, you can call in at 347-202-0758. That's 347-202-0758. And our chat lines are also open, so if you don't want to call in, you can send us a chat and we'll get it, and we'll get it to Sherry as quick as possible. Sherry, we have about 10 minutes left on this portion of the show, and I kind of messed your title up. I mean, it should have been Transformational Life Coach and Motivational Speaker, but I don't know that much about this area, so do apologize for my ignorance.
That's okay.
That's okay, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right.
A life coach, transformational life coach is all the same. It's all good.
It's all good?
It's all good.
That's great. So you see, I mean, in spite of what we've accomplished, you can see there's a lot of things that we don't know. But in any event.
So you're learning about me, I'm learning about you. It's all good.
Yeah, that's right. You're learning about me. That's
right.
Right.
And the Gary. Somebody always said the day that you don't learn something new would maybe the day that you die. So teach me something every day. I wanted
exactly.
to ask you also about how important is goal setting?
Goal setting?
Yeah, and when you're dealing with someone, do you talk to them about doing so and how important that is to becoming what and who you want to be in life?
Oh, I think it's awesome. I mean, I goal set all the time. And sometimes I make mini goals. Like I may have my larger goals, but then mini goals to what, you know, the little, depends. So I have larger goals and smaller goals. But, yeah, goal setting helps you to stay on track. It helps you to see the progress that you've made and maybe the things that you need to still work on, but it gives you a roadmap. So I definitely believe in goal setting. And when I'm working with an individual, that's exactly what we do.
What other things would you suggest that could be helpful in coping with emotional stress experienced by, you know, people with eczema or other health conditions? I know we've covered a lot of things, but you know, are there any small things people can do every day? Gary just said setting some goals.
Yeah, you can attach yourself to people that will pour positively into your self-esteem bank, to people who speak positive to you about you and your life and your world. For parents that deal with children that suffer from these types of illnesses, it's really important to tell your children how wonderful and beautiful they are. I tell my boys all the time, look in the mirrors, that's a great person right there. I tell my son, your mind is better than mine. I have to ask you sometimes to help me with math, and he'll just crack the biggest smile. And we'll walk through the neighborhood sometimes, and I go, one day you could own all this. And he just gets so excited. And so, you know, I'm always pouring into their self-esteem bank because I believe that it's never too late. They came to me battered, and they came to me broken. but it's not too late. And I see the results. It's been small, you know, little changes along the way, but changes nonetheless. And for one of them, there's been major strides. He's come a whole long way. I didn't even think he would be able to function in the first grade, and he's doing an amazing job. Didn't think he would be able to go to a regular school. But, you know, he's doing amazing, and I know it's because I speak positive to them every day, and every day I take time to be present with them. So that's really important for parents to spend time with your children. Be present with them. Be present in their life. Talk to them about what's going on. Talk to them about their feelings. And even for adults, find someone that you can trust to let them know, you know, how you're feeling today. Someone that's going to help you in a positive way to turn things around. Join a support group for, you know, other people that suffer with your life illness. And if there isn't one, go ahead and form one. And again, you know, proper diet and exercise.
Sherry, we have a call on the line. Rita, she'd like to ask you a question. Rita, can you hear us?
Yes.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm great, Sherry. How are you?
Is this my mommy?
This is your mommy.
Oh, my God. How dare you?
I'm just so proud.
Now, after
oh, my God.
I'm sitting here, and I'm just bursting with pride to hear my daughter on a talk show. I'm so proud of you.
Thank
just
you,
wanted
Mom.
To share that with you, and you keep up the good work. We love
and
you
who
dearly.
Knows better how shy and broken I was but you, right, Mommy?
You're right. Okay, me and Dad love you very much. He can't hear very good, so I didn't offer him the experience, but I'll share it with him.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mommy. Well, that was really a great motivational experience.
It sure was. She picked me up on Facebook.
Maybe we should have asked her a couple of questions about you.
Well, yeah, next time. Next time, have me back. She'll tell it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know how much time we have left, but maybe we'll have you on again. I'd like to take a little time and have you talk about the importance of meditation and self-actualization and how that helps to bring into your life the things that you're believing for.
Can you repeat that for me again?
Oh, I was saying maybe next time we can have you on to talk about
the
importance of meditation, self-actualization, and how that helps you to accomplish your goals and reach the things that you want in life faster.
Oh, awesome. Definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, if you can, we have a few minutes. Just kind of touch on it a little bit for me.
So the first question was medication, right? It's important to take your medicine. You're talking about for the outside of the body to heal the different illnesses. You can't ignore that. You've got to take that. You've got to follow whatever the regimen is if you want your body to heal. So sometimes we get kind of lazy about that. If you need to set an alarm clock, if you need to get an accountability partner, hey, did you apply your medications today? But that's really important to make sure that the outside of the body is taken care of. And again, just being in tune with yourself, being in tune with your spirit. What are the thoughts that I'm having today? What about my body language? How am I sitting in my chair today? You know, I'm conscious of everything. I'm conscious of the way I walk into a room. And, you know, am I walking in the room like I'm confident? Am I walking in the room like I actually have something to talk about and that I want people to listen to me? How am I sitting in my chair? You know, you want to be the president, you got to dress like the president. Am I sitting in my chair like I'm the president? So, and that's what I tell people in my classroom, too. You know, you guys always ask me how you get to do my job. Well, the first thing you need to be aware of is your body language. How are you sitting in that chair right now? Do you look like you want to have my job? So I think that it's a constant, you know, being aware of who you are, definitely taking your medications. If you feel that you're slipping into that dark place again, let someone know. You know, reach out to somebody. Find a confidant, and let them know, you know, I'm really not feeling it today, and I've tried to make the affirmations, and I can't. So someone that can help you and pour into your self-esteem bank, it's all important.
That is important, and as well as, you know, your self-esteem, you just said, and also, you know, people should do more research, I think, on their situations. You don't you have to be proactive, I think. You don't always have to wait on a physician or a healthcare practitioner or maybe even a psychologist to help you along in your situation. You know, the Internet is big now. There's a lot of very important in-depth information that people can use, they can access. So I think a lot of times if people just get motivated, get up out of the chair or, you know, go to the library or get on the Internet, you know, research what's going on in this situation, do meditation, you know, natural herbal products that we do. We sell a lot of products, natural products for people to help them manage their skin conditions. There are also some things people can do. They can take other natural products, vitamins. There's various natural fluids that you can drink, various juices. There's all these things combined with what you were saying earlier, Sherry, I think will help the person become a total and healthier individual.
Exactly, because like we, you know, like I mentioned before, you can look good and still not feel good. So what good
You're
is
right.
it really? So it's a whole total thing. It's the mind, body, and soul.
Well, Sherry, I'm sitting right here in this chair right now. You were saying the way you sit in the chair. I'm sitting here thinking I'm the president and CEO of the world's largest nutraceutical company. So I guess that means sooner or later it's going to happen.
Exactly.
But, Sherry, we want to really thank you for being on our show. It was really a pleasure to have you on. You gave a lot of great information, insightful information, you know, brought a lot to our listening audience. I'm sure they're going to really appreciate it, and we do like what you've done, and we hope to have you back on in the future sometime.
Thanks so much, guys. It's a pleasure and more than an honor. Continue doing what you do to serve mankind and help, you know, people with those diseases, and I'm going to do the same thing.
Well, I'll tell you, just before you go, tell Muslim to get out of Gary's chair.
Sherry, have a nice day.
You guys, too. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, welcome back to Health Talk Live. You just listened to Sherry Gleason, transformational life coach and motivational speaker. I'm your host, MD Shaheed, and we've been talking about coping with emotional stresses, people with eczema, psoriasis, and other health conditions. In a few minutes, we're going to have another guest to come on, It's going to tell us much about also how to deal with various issues of emotions and stress, dealing with health conditions like eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis, and any other health conditions. We want our listening audience to also know that Excel Pharmaceuticals is right now running 15% specials on all of their products. That's right, 15% off on everything we sell. You can get our all-natural-based Excel SO for the control and management of eczema, the most effective product on the market for controlling this skin condition. You can also purchase our all-natural organic products, our all-natural organic shampoos, our clarifier and hair products for the maintenance and upkeep of hair and scalp. If you're facing possible foreclosure of your home, call the Crescendo Mar Group today at 1-877-904-1424 or visit us at www.cmgnationwide.com.
Should have been breaking or just falling out, or if yes, then you need all natural based Excel HGS. Excel HGS has been scientifically developed to help people manage eczema and psoriasis of the scalp and for the control of thinning and slow growing hair. Are you or someone you know coping with eczema, psoriasis, or dermatitis? If yes, then you need all natural based Excel SO. Excel SO has been scientifically developed for the control and management of eczema, psoriasis, and dermatitis. For more information about these products and the complete line of our all natural and organic based products, please go to our website right now at www.xcel-n.com. That's www.xcel-n.com. And make your purchase today.
Show now.
I'm excited.
You're excited? Well, I'm excited too.
Right. We're all excited.
Oh, thank you.
Tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a practicing licensed psychotherapist in the Dallas area, and I also pastor a church, Lifeway Church of Dallas. I've been a therapist for probably about 27, 28 years, somewhere right in there. I lose count. I travel internationally now as a therapist and have a book, Therapy in a Flash. I'm excited about all these things that you guys are doing. So I'm more importantly than talking about who I am, I'm just excited about how I've been connected with your product and what you're doing.
That's right, Dr. Holly. And before we get into about some of the things, you know, you're an expert in the field of people with, you know, dealing with various skin conditions and health conditions. You have direct experience with these situations. Just briefly tell us a little bit about your book. I mean, you know, you have a book. You said you're an author. Just and what it's about and what you're trying to do with it.
Oh, absolutely. It is called Ask Dr. Holly, Therapy in a Flash, and it is a compilation of letters where I do an advice column for a local Dallas newspaper, theelitenews.com. And with the Elite News, it's www.elitenews.com. But with the Elite News, I write readers will write in and ask me questions about any number of things, about issues of being on the down low or issues with family or children or depression or just life-changing issues. And I will give them a therapeutic answer in a flash because, you know, you don't have that much space with newspaper. So I'll give them a quick answer and a quick help, quick solution, because part of my practice is called solution-focused. You know, years ago people could be in therapy 10 and 20 years. Now, because of the economics and also just time, people will not stay in therapy that long. So you have to do a solution-focused kind of therapy, something that will quickly fix whatever the issue is. And so I practice that. And in the book, it gives all of those questions that have been written in to me, like 3 years of questions. And so it's just a really, it's a therapy in a flash, but it's more comprehensive than that on how to just fix some of the things that are wrong with us. Because, you know, all of us have something that we need a little help with.
Okay, this approach to therapy, it seems to be not a quick approach, but a more efficient approach. I mean, how successful is that, and just how does that work? I mean, without being too technical.
Well, it has been extremely successful, and it's extremely successful in certain populations, in certain cultures and communities, because traditionally they don't seek therapy in some of the communities that we know. And then they will not be able to afford it as a long-term approach. And so you have to, I started practicing this kind of therapy because I was a school counselor for years. And so one of the things in Texas schools, when you see a child, you can see a child in school counseling the first time without the parents' consent. But if you want to see them more than that, you have to get the parents' consent. Well, a lot of parents have issues in the home. And, you know, I don't know if you brought up during the era where you don't talk about my business at school. That was kind of the slogan when I grew up is, you know, don't go to school talking our home business. And so because of that and those kind of stigmas, then children would only be able to see me one time, wouldn't be able to return. So I knew that. So I started practicing solution-focused then, because I had to hear what they had to say and try to give them some coping skills to fix it as well as they could, because I had children, like if there was the father was a batterer, then those children are typically what I would see is on Friday they try to find children that they could go and spend the weekend with because they knew their father would get drunk on Friday. That's when the beating started, and so they wanted to be away from the home. And so just coping skills like that are things that they needed some tools to be able to deal with. And so that's kind of how I started really, really looking at solution focus was for a fast fix to whatever those problems were in case I didn't get to see the child a second or third time.
I see. And doing this, did you ever get involved with, I guess, the educational institutions and give them your spin on it, or did your work or your observations or from your therapy, I mean, did that help influence positive outcomes?
Yeah, I had many, many positive outcomes, and I did. I was involved with a number of institutions and involved in this kind of practice and talking about it and showing how it worked particularly well in populations with children of color and as well as adults. It is something that is life-changing and will help them in the long run to be able to do a whole lot better as a result of knowing some techniques for dealing with everyday kind of problems.
Now, Dr. Holly, you've had direct experience with Excel Nutraceuticals, and kind of tell us, you know, your experiences and emotional. I mean, you have a lot to say on this, so I'm gonna shut up and let you go.
Well, let
but
me
just kind of let our little audience know about what's going on.
Okay. Let me say that my experience starting out was one of very – I was a skeptic. And so I really tried the product kind of as a dare. I wasn't really interested in it. What happened was I knew one of your he talked about the product and how great it was. And I said, well, you know, my grandson has eczema. And he kept saying, try it. And, of course, I wouldn't try it because we tried everything. You know, he was, I think, 6 years old. A lot of products had been tried, and I didn't want to try something else because every time my daughter and, you know, my grandson would have their hopes up that this product would work and it wouldn't work. So anyway, I was taking him on a spring break trip, and so I said, okay, I'll take along the product and I'll use it. So during the spring break trip, we used it. And so, you know, really not thinking anything would work, and I didn't even talk to him about, my grandson, about, you know, what this product would do. I just said, okay, Christian, you know, we're going to wake up, let's put this on, and we go. And we go out running around and just having fun. So anyway, we did it for, he was with me for a week. We did it for the course of that week. When we came back the following week, and maybe it was like 2 weeks later, is when his mother called and said, oh, my goodness, this has really, really worked. And I said, what worked? You know, I'd forgotten I'd used it and hadn't thought anything else about it. She said, this product is incredible. She said, it has worked, and in fact, he had the scarring behind his knees. And so he wouldn't wear shorts. You know, the school would allow him to wear shorts, so he wouldn't wear shorts because that scarring was so bad. She said, he has on shorts today. I said, you've got to be kidding. So when he came home, he called me, and he says, Gigi, that is, he called it miracle stuff. That's miracle stuff. And so I was just so surprised by it. I had to see him to see. And his skin was smooth where it had been scaly and rough. And I want you to know that that was 2 years ago and it has not returned yet. The same thing on his stomach, big patches all the way across his stomach, on the back of his leg. And I think he's right. It is miracle stuff. It is unbelievable. And I'm telling you, we tried all the other products and were very, very committed to them. And they did not work. And it just worked. And so I am just so grateful because he, like most children, had been bullied as a result of, you know, the look of that, you know, on his skin, the reason he had started to cover it and all of that. He was an angry child as a result of it. He felt very rejected and withdrawn and, you know, all of the things that happened. And, you know, this antisocial disorder, he had all the symptoms of it as a result of, you know, having eczema, like so many children do that I see and have seen in schools throughout the years, you know, how it has really, really caused them a lot of panic attacks. You'll see that from a lot of children, especially on Monday morning. They're returning to school. A lot of children don't want to return because of it and the teasing and, you know, all that goes on, and they just go into a crisis mode and have these different mood disorders that you see, and even a state of depression. And so it is just, I am so excited. I cannot say enough about how personally it impacted my family, but how it will impact so many others. And children just need to be on a level playing field, and I think this puts them on it when they have that erased, you know, from their lives.
You were speaking a moment ago about your daughter and you and a grandchild. Can you tell us a little bit, because we run into this a lot, where the grandmother is saying that the daughter or the stepdaughter or the daughter-in-law is not doing anything for the child because they only see them when they see them and not every day. Talk to us
right.
A little bit about
it. Right. You know, as a grandparent and even with taking them and using the product, I was thinking the same thing. I'm not involved, and I really didn't. I didn't even ask my daughter for permission because I didn't even think it was something that was, you know, would even work. And so I just used it and just kind of went on. And I think a lot of grandparents may not know the emotional impact that it has on a child. And I think I just had a little head start just because I work in that field. And so I knew how he needed that out of his life. But his mother, you know, was just so frustrated with, you know, using so many things that didn't work and the emotional turmoil that she and the son went through. Because, you know, as you know, those products, it becomes a ritual, you know, sometimes two times a day, and you have to do all of that. And so you're looking, you know, each day for something to change, and nothing happens. And so that is like an emotional roller coaster because, you know, it may look like, well, maybe it's getting better, and then it gets worse, and, you know, and then the child is scratching, and the skin's broken. And so it was just kind of a vicious cycle with that. And sometimes grandparents, because they are infrequently in their lives, may not know how serious that is. And if they aren't connected with school, they certainly don't know the behavior of the other children and what they'll do. And you know, it is very mean-spirited at times, but it's what happens to our children when they go to school and they have these kind of diseases.
Okay. Now, how does that also affect a relationship, because you are a therapist, between a mother and a daughter when they have a grandchild? Because I've kind of heard you touch on this before, how these problems could arise between a mother and a daughter when the daughter is doing everything she can, but the grandmother doesn't see the child, but every so often.
Right, right. And you know what? I was actually one of those people as well, because you think that they're not doing everything that they could be doing for the child. It really looks like a form of negligence because, you know, I absolutely believe that it had to be something that would work and that, you know, could make him better. And was thinking, well, maybe his mother doesn't know how important it is. And a lot of times grandparents are thinking, you know, with all of the things that work in the world today, certainly this, you know, issue can be addressed and can be fixed. And it makes the mother and the daughter have a bad relationship because there is a level of distrust from one to the other. The daughter is saying, I'm doing everything, but you don't trust that I'm doing everything. And the mother is saying, it doesn't look like you're doing everything, so I don't trust that you're having your child's best interest. And it does. It makes for a very rocky and very difficult and strained relationship, you know, for both of them.
This is Health Talk Live. You're listening to Dr. Karen Holley, psychotherapist and author. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Dr. Holley, you can now call in at 347-202-0758. That's 347-202-0758. Dr. Holley, I'd like to go back to a point that you raised earlier when you were talking about the emotional and psychological stress that young kids have who have to battle with eczema or psoriasis every day. And you mentioned about them going to school and other kids bullying them. What motivates psychologically, you know, another kid that sees another child battling with a situation unlike themselves? What motivates them, or what's the psychology behind why they would actually want to bully the kid?
Well, they actually want to bully them because what happens is part of the bully behavior is they're always looking for a victim. So they look for someone who's unlike them, who has something that they can mock, something that they can that other people can see, and that they can jump on board. So a bully is looking for, I call it a momentum kind of behavior. It's like that snowball. It's looking for something where it can get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, of course, eczema is a visible sign. So that is something that's big. That's why they bully children who are overweight or underweight or who have any kind, anything that is visible like that. And so, and sometimes some things that are non-visible, like stuttering and things like that, are sources of bully that bullies will take on and will target as well. So the bully is always looking for a target, and eczema is a great target for them. And so they take that on, and then the other kids begin to tease as well because, of course, they don't have it either. And so it's an easy thing to begin to bully. because it's far-fetched for the rest of the children.
So as you were saying earlier, then the child has to go back to the school. And I guess it could be an adult, too. I'm not sure whether adults are ostracized or bullied. Maybe they are, like kids with
They are in the workplace. Yeah, they are the same. The behavior becomes a more adult likeness, but it is behaviorally they will be bullied as well.
So those individuals that are going to school or going to work, I mean, it must be really a stressful situation to get up every day knowing you have all this tissue or dry skin or alligator-looking skin on your elbows or on your wrist, or there's even eczema on the fingers, and have to go
to work, the flaking, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, what's going through their mind when they're, you know, having to deal with this and go to work or go to school? I mean, how do they prepare themselves, or can they prepare themselves?
They can, but, you know, let's kind of go through those emotional things that you were asking and what's on their mind. They're having low energy, poor self-image, that hopelessness feeling, you know, that reduced concentration. They usually can't concentrate very well when they get there, whether it's work or whether it's school. They're indecisive. They either have an increase or a loss of appetite or sleeplessness. You know, those kind of things are all what happens to them as a result of knowing what the next day will bring. And so that's a huge challenge, you know, for adults, and especially it's a huge challenge for a child who doesn't have skills to deal with it. And what they can do, I think the greatest thing they can do is to get this product. Now, that's the greatest thing they can do.
You tell them, Doc, they need to get this product.
Yeah, the product is the greatest thing that they can do because they can see some change. And, of course, with change, it brings an increased level of self-esteem. And they need to be esteemed again because that's what's happened to them. All of that has been removed from them as a result of it. So if they get this product and began to see the change and they began to feel better, and then, of course, the teasing has to stop because that's no longer there. It's no longer available. And so that will help them just tremendously just by that alone. But aside from that, you know, as a parent, I just like for parents to be a lot more understanding about it and knowing that, and especially the grandparents who are not even in the home, to understand that it is a disease that does need some help and that everybody needs to be understanding and be a part of the solution and not be involved in the problem of it all.
Now, you mentioned earlier also you were a skeptic, you know, as a grandparent, and I'm sure the mother was a skeptic as well because you tried so many different products. You know, after dealing with these issues for so long, and not just eczema, I'm sure other health conditions as well, what prevents an individual from going another step further and saying, you know what, I'm going to be proactive, and I'm going to see, can I resolve this problem? And I've went to the doctor. I went to the dermatologist. I've had steroids. I've had steroid shots. I've had creams. I've even had the photo light they put on me. And most of the time, if I do get any relief, it's only minor and for sure temporary. I mean, what prevents them from going to the next level? Oh, I hear this XFCeuticals SO. Yeah, sure, but I never heard it on TV, or my doctor didn't mention it to me, or I didn't see it in the USA Today newspaper. What prevents them from going to the next step? And what mindset could a person develop that will give them the energy or the will to branch out and go out to the next step?
Well, I think the mindset has to be a can-do. I'll just keep on until I find out what can work and what can happen. But what also happens, and we certainly understand that, is that individuals have to say to themselves that enough is enough. And that's what happens a lot of times, is because it is a protective kind of thing for them emotionally, is saying, oh, I just don't want to try one more product because, you know, I've just been through so much. And that's
right.
The same thing that happened with that. And so that's how they get to enough is enough. But I like that can-do spirit because there's something, and this is proven it. This will work. This will work. And so they just have to get that in their spirit, that they're going to make it work, make it happen, and keep on until you find and you make it happen. Because the bottom line is that it's too damaging emotionally to a child or to an adult not to try it. You know, if nothing else, you ought to try this product just to say, I just can't afford not to. Because of all the damage that they've already had emotionally, they can't afford not to try another product. Why give up?
And you were saying your grandson to this day is still like getting able to wear his shorts out in the summertime. How old is
yeah.
he now?
He is 9. I think it's 6 or 9. He's 9, yes.
That's more than 3 years ago.
Than 3 years ago. Yeah, it was 3 years ago. And let me tell you, that's not a good thing for you all selling the product, but it's but it's great for us on this other end. Let me just say that.
I said that before.
It's great for the consumer. It may not be great for you all.
Well, you know, Dr. Ali, you're correct. We thought about that over the past few years. Our intent was to resolve the problem. And it
yeah.
wasn't done from a monetary point of view or a commercial. There was always the potential to commercialize it, but
uh-huh.
the idea was to let's resolve the issue. And, you know, eczema, psoriasis are genetic immune dysfunctions. And basically what that means is that when these individuals or these persons have an immune response, unlike people who don't have this situation, genetic dysfunction, their immune system is exacerbated. In other words, it goes far beyond what it needs to. And the end result is the destruction of human tissue. So that being the case, it was never an idea or the conception that you could probably cure it. And I'll say right now, it's not a cure. It's probably
right.
the closest thing to a cure. But it's not a cure. But you're right,
okay.
from a business standpoint of view and from an economic standpoint of view, it's not necessarily good for us. That's one
right.
of the reasons why we develop auxiliary products like shampoos and we're coming out with body lotions and things like that. But the overall, it's from a scientific point of view, I think it's been a great achievement for myself,
oh, my
and for our company, and for
it
the individuals. Yes, it is, and we're just delighted as a company to help people. You're right, you know, people use our products 1 month, they use it 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and then we don't hear from them anymore for a couple of years, sometimes for 5 or 6 years.
Right,
and we know that now.
That.
Yeah, you see that. We see that, too. We know that now. But, you know, the main thing is that
That speaks volumes about your company, because what happens is that people are absolutely certain that this is a great product and is worth anybody and everybody trying. I was just talking to my sister a minute ago. She's principal of a school, and she was saying, oh, my goodness. She said, yes, I see what this did. Christian, she said, I am absolutely. She was asking about the website, where is it, you know, all of that kind of stuff, you know. Because she absolutely, you know?
Yes.
So it is just phenomenal.
And that's a great thing for us. And, you know, when I was working in the corporation, the chemical corporation years ago, one of the first things that I did, since you brought this up about it's not good for business for us, and I developed a product for a chemical company. It was a major chemical company that would also help control, you know, certain problems when they process crude oil. And
uh-huh.
it worked so well that had basically resolved the problem. And then the vice president of the company came to me and he sat down. He says, you know what, young man? He says, this is a great achievement you've done. He says, it's great. I mean, it basically eliminates the problem. He said, we only have one problem. We can't make any money. We can't sell this idea. No, he said, we're a chemical company. We make money by selling chemicals.
Right.
So this is what I want you to do, Shahid. I want you to go back to the laboratory and figure out a way to make the same type of product with a similar effect, but something that would deteriorate over a short period of time. That was my, you know, my call. And I went back, and I did do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they do business. So I guess I never learned my lesson. But
yeah,
in any event.
You didn't. But I tell you what, it is absolutely great, and it makes it lets us know how great the product is and how so many people can be helped by it. And, you know, the good thing I say about it is when you have those really, really extreme cases of eczema, if it doesn't do what it did for my grandson, at least it will bring it to a level of normalcy for them. You know what I mean? A new normal for them.
Right.
And so that's something that's great as well, because you know, we run into those people that have, you know, just a very, very extreme case and just say, oh, nothing will ever work. Well, it will help it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And those people can come back and order.
Oh,
three years.
And those are the people who will continue to order and to reorder because they have to.
Right.
But they will also say that it's far better than what they had. But I'm telling you, I am just so happy for my grandson that the itching and the flaking and the breaking of skin and just all of the physical part is gone. And then I just can't even, you know, I'm just about to shout about the emotional side of it and all that's happened for him.
Dr. Okay. Holly, we have about 3 minutes left on this segment of the show.
Okay.
Could you kind of wrap things up and tell us, you know, again, some of the finer points of what people can do and psychologically or to manage or their stress, pardon me, or their emotions, or are there any kind of exercises or mental exercises or emotional things or even physical things that an individual can do to kind of help manage their situations, emotional situations, with any type of health conditions?
Yeah, I think the emotional side of it is I always say that people need to have great self-talk. So the great self-talk is about what you say to yourself. Whatever we say to ourselves, we say it 600 times a day. So imagine if you're talking about how you look, how eczema looks on you 600 times a day, how bad that is for you emotionally. So I say to change the tape, change what we're saying to ourselves, start talking about how great we are, how we are above and beyond what we are looking like. And I just say that to continue to talk and to speak some positive things into your life and into your look and your being. And so the positive self-talk is what we need to do.
Okay. Well, take a moment in this last couple of moments. I know you were telling us that you are the pastor of a church. Tell us about where you are, where you're located, what you're prescribing to help people to grow into.
Okay. My church is Lifeway Church of Dallas, and it's at 5520 Southwest Moreland. And our services are 11 on Sunday morning. We get out precisely at 12:15. We are a church that abides by God's time. And I give a 15-minute sermon each week, and it is both psychological and spiritual. But it has a lot of empowerment because that's our goal, to empower, to enlist, and to encourage individuals to be better people and to live a more purposeful life for God. And so it just allows them an opportunity to come in a non-threatening church kind of setting, because our goal is to be interfaith, interracial, and international. And I go to Germany in a couple of weeks, and I'm setting up an international church there as well. And so we're just excited about what God is doing in our lives. We're more importantly excited about how he's allowing us to do work for others.
Well, Dr. Karen Holly.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for being on the show today.
Well, I thank you.
This really was a very delightful situation for us. I learned a lot about your grandson, a lot of information that we didn't know, and our listening audience
yes.
really learned a lot about eczema and your own personal direct experiences with it and how
yes.
you managed to cope with it and how you helped your family manage to cope with it. So we really do appreciate you being on the show and
well,
sharing this information with us.
Well, I thank you all for asking me and for having me on. I sure appreciate this opportunity.
Okay, well, thank
okay.
you for being on the show, and we'll
thank
talk
you.
To you later and see you soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Is your hair thinning, breaking, or just falling out? If yes, then you need all-natural-based XL-HGS. XL-HGS has been scientifically developed to help people manage eczema and psoriasis of the scalp, and for the control of thinning and slow-growing hair. You just heard Dr. Karen Holly talk about how the XL-SO has helped in their family and the management of eczema or psoriasis, dermatitis. This product is also scientifically developed to help manage this particular problem. I was a little emotional as we kind of listened to some of the things that children do go through. So I would encourage parents, if you are out there and you're listening, to please go to our website at www.xcel-n.com and order this product for your son or daughter or grandchild today. As Dr. Holly said, it is at least worth reaching out and trying one more time. Shahid?
That's right, Gary. Excel Pharmaceuticals All Natural Base SO scientifically developed for the control and management of eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis, wingworm, and dry skin. Excel Pharmaceuticals contains no drugs, no steroids, no toxic chemicals. It's all natural based. The combination of natural herbal extracts combined with amino acids, essential oils, and specific antioxidants. Excel Pharmaceuticals SO has been shown to be effective in greater than 95% of the people who have used this product. This product has been used by more than 2,500 individual users across the world. Excel Pharmaceuticals All Natural Base SO. We also have natural based products for the thinning of hair. Excel Pharmaceuticals HGS, also scientifically developed, contains no drugs, no steroids, no toxic chemicals. This product is not Propecia, it is not Rogaine, and it is not Minoxidil. Excel HGS has been shown to be effective in females in greater than 90% and in males in greater than 70%. At Excel Pharmaceuticals, we manufacture all natural-based products for the control of thinning hair. For more information about our products, do visit our website at www.xcl-n.com. Or you can call us today at 1-800-977-3981. And also, don't forget that we're running 15% special on all of our products Saturday and Sunday. You can go to our website, and now you can get all our fine products at a 15% discount. Excel Pharmaceuticals, all natural-based products. Call today. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for today for the show. Very interesting topic today. Dealing with emotions and stress of eczema. I'd like to thank once again Sherry Gleason, life coach and motivational speaker, for coming on the show and giving our listeners some encouraging and motivational tips on better handling their health conditions. Thanks also goes out to Dr. Karen Holly, psychoanalyst and author for being on Health Talk Live, for sharing her experiences and insights on life, living, and emotional stress of eczema and tips for coping with some health conditions. Dr. Holly, who take care of your grandson. Thanks also goes out to all our listeners who tuned into the show. And thank you for stopping by, and you come back next week and check us out again. Health Talk Live is a project of Excel Pharmaceuticals. You check out Excel Pharmaceuticals at www.xcel-n.com. Or call 1-800-977-3981. And remember, all of the products are 15% off today and Sunday. Be sure to go to our website today. Check out our fine products. Organic shampoo, natural clarifiers, as well as our organic hair products. For sale, pharmaceuticals, all natural, all organic. Health Talk Live is also supported by the Crescendo Mind Group. If you're facing possible foreclosure of your home, call the Crescendo Mind Group today at 1-877-904-1424 or visit us at www.cmgnationwide.com. All music, songs, sounds, or recordings played during Health Talk Live is the sole possession, ownership, and copyright of Yah 2RG Entertainment. Unauthorized copying, duplication, or rental of any of these recordings is a violation of all applicable laws. If you're an upcoming singer, a rapper, or already in the business, you just need to send sound, call today, Yah 2RG Entertainment. At info at xcl-n.com. Okay, that's going to do it for us. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m. for Health Talk Live. Keep MD Shaheed. Have a nice day, and we take care.